Wakes Up.
Cape Town Wakes Up.
With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.
Moving from the Eastern Cape to the Western Cape. If you don't mind me asking, what made the decision?
About 4 years ago, my wife passed away from a massive stroke she had.
Oh, so and, sorry to hear that.
It's fine. And I was looking after my youngest daughter, obviously, in East London, and she was schooling, single dad. And when it came to finishing matric, she had to actually decide where to study. And she always had this thing about studying at Scully's.
Sure.
And got accepted. And I decided to pack up, sell my house, and move with her.
Wow.
So it was difficult, sure. Extremely difficult. But I did it. And I met new friends. Yeah, in Cape Town. Very happy with my decision.
Yes.
I still miss the Eastern Cape. You know, there's a part of the Eastern Cape that will always be stuck in me.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't think I'd ever move back permanently, you know. Eastern Cape will always be in my blood.
Yo.
But Cape Town people, you know, have welcomed me.
That's amazing.
And yeah, biggest decision I've ever made in my life, and I pulled it off.
That is huge. And it must be, because now, obviously, in hindsight, you look back and you say, was it? You don't have to, because you know that what you've done is the right decision. Your daughter and studies and living in Cape Town, is she obviously, has she finished her studies? Is she still at Stellenbosch?
She's just started studying this year.
Oh, okay.
So, and you know, I'm probably the proudest dad in the world.
Man.
She only got her driver's license in December of 2023.
Okay.
And I threw it into the deep end. We living basically halfway between Stellies and Maitland. I work in Maitland.
Okay.
And I had to let this kid drive by herself all the way to Stellies and back. So what I used to do is I used to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, put her in the car, let her drive, and then I drive the car back. You know, just for about a month, and she was used to it. Now she's actually got her own little lift club where she drives people around. So, yeah, life has really turned up for the best. Yeah. I've also met the new love of my life.
Oh, congrats.
So life carries on.
Yeah. And you know what? Back when you made the decisions you made for your family, no one can even imagine how hard that must have been to up your roots, up the place that you know, the place that's home. It's home, basically. You're upping home. You're taking the root system out of home, and you replanting those roots somewhere else, knowing in your mind that you're doing it not only for you but for your daughter's best opportunities. And this is, you literally into the deep end of the pool. Yeah, here we go, with all of that in the back of your mind, making that decision, doing it, and then for a second going on, and what was going through your mind, like, am I doing the right thing? Are you sure about this, Fabian? Are you sure that this is what you want?
You can't fail.
You've got to make it work. And then coming here and listening to you now, Fabian, and listening to even though you've never forgotten what you've been through and the family's been through, knowing that those decisions that were very hard to make were ones that were needed to be made, because look where you are now.
Definitely. You know, I think moving to Cape Town, I've always visited Cape Town and Joburg, and it's easy getting into a vehicle in South Africa and quickly going 1,000 kilometers, having a weekend or a long weekend and going back. But you don't realize how much it actually takes to move there, because it's finding a new home, finding a new school for kids, finding, you know, I work in the government sector, and they didn't want to give me a transfer, you know. Basically, on minute 99, I decided, well, if you're not going to let me go, I'm going to resign. And I put in my resignation. The following day, I got a call from head office and saying they can't lose another technician. I got my transfer. I had to be in Cape Town in 14 days' time. So, you know, basically, I gave up a house that I paid off in, you know, 20 years, lived in 24 years. And I basically spent most of the house money just to relocate because things are extremely expensive, you know.
Yeah.
It is almost like taking your family and moving overseas. Sometimes I tell people, I think moving to the UK might have been easier because you have people helping you.
Sure.
Where, yeah, you had to do everything by yourself.
And be everything to your kids. Mm. You know, you're not doing it by yourself, you know, and you're not doing it for yourself.
No, definitely
you're doing
not.
It for your family. And that is, hats off, Fabian. Listen, first of all, just, man, you've really, of all the decisions that you've had, that we've had on the show this morning, yours as a dad and as a loving husband and now as a loving partner and somebody who's had to make decisions for the best of their, of the betterment of their family. Wow, you sacrifices, really, you've the sacrifices you've had to make. Hats off to you, my friend. Congratulations on making those decisions. And it's thanks for sharing it with us.
Thank you, Ryan. You know, one of my biggest things of the Eastern Cape, I don't know if I'm allowed to mention it, was Algoa FM.
Yes.
I used to be a big lover of Algoa FM.
Yes.
And when I found Smile FM, it was so similar to Algoa FM.
Yes.
I really enjoy it. So
stunning.
My first month, I used to drive around with my phone streaming Algoa FM. Someone just said, put on Smile.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's it.
Here we are.
I love that. I love that. That's a great. We'll take it because we love being compared to them. They're a great station and good friends of ours as well. So love it, Fabian. Yeah. And listen, welcome to our family. Welcome to the Smile
Thank
FM
you very
family.
Much.
And we wish you everything of the best. May the future be bright. May your daughter's studies go amazingly and may life in Cape Town treat you well.
Thank you very much, Ryan. Thank you for an awesome show.
Thanks, Fabian. Take care, my friend.
Every day, Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile FM.